From the world headquarters of Humor at Work in beautiful, spectacular Canmore, Alberta, in the Canadian Rockies, this is Michael Kerr, and you're listening to Humor at Work. I want to talk about the F-bomb in the workplace. Not that F-bomb. I mean when you bomb, when you fail. The F-bomb is in failure and taking the fear out of failure. Let me ask you this. What's your attitude when it comes to experiencing failure in life? Does the fear of failure paralyze you, preventing you from tackling new ambitious goals? When you experience a failure, do you curl up in the fetal position and rock back and forth for 3 months while listening to your favorite blues album? Or do you view it as a learning experience and jump back onto the proverbial horse? How does your team and organization manage failure? How an organization views and manages failure has a profound impact on its culture and its ability to innovate. Which is why the leaders at Pixar Studios spend a lot of time thinking about failure. So following up on last week's podcast, when we looked at Pixar's innovative culture, here are a few insights on how Pixar views failure from the fantastic book Creativity, Inc. Insight number one, leaders in an organization have to be open about their own failures if they're going to create a climate where people aren't afraid to fail. Insight number two, when experimentation is seen as necessary and productive, not as a waste of time, people enjoy their work more and fear failure less. Insight number three, we need to embrace the idea that every failure brings us one step closer to a better idea. I love that concept. Insight number four, we need to take a scientific approach to failure and remember that even negative findings are valuable when we're pursuing a new idea, when we're innovating with a new project. Insight number, what are we? Number five, the concept of aiming for zero failures when undertaking a creative endeavor is counterproductive. Insight number six, leaders need to uncouple fear from failure, and the number one antidote to fear of failure is trust. Insight number seven, when you embark on an innovative project, leaders need to send the message that they expect failures along the way. Insight number eight, we need to avoid the mindset of we failed, therefore we did something wrong, or the mindset we succeeded, so we must have done everything right. Neither of those viewpoints is necessarily true nor helpful when doing a postmortem on an innovative project. And the last insight, courtesy of Pixar on how they view failure in the creative process, failure isn't a necessary evil, it's necessary. And now my fun at work tip. Yes, it's a bit goofy, which is why it's a fun at work tip, I suppose. But a very simple way to break up any meeting and give attendees a bit of a stretch at the same time is to bring the old stadium group wave back to your meetings. Do it around the table or at larger events, the entire room. You can set a timer so you do it at regular intervals, maybe every half an hour. You get up and you do the wave around the room or link it to something. For example, whenever someone says the buzzword of the day, then someone has to start the wave. And the quote of the week from the one and only Joan Rivers, who we lost last week, another comedy legend. She was a pioneer in her day. Never be afraid to laugh at yourself. After all, you could be missing out on the joke of the century. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, if you're looking for a new job, please take the time to reread what you've written on your resume so you don't make these real-life blunders. These are actual things people submitted on their resume. Thank you for your time. Hope to hear from you, Shorty. In my next life, I will be a rabbi or a backup dancer, but for now, I am attacking my resume. I enjoy working with customers, and my pleasant demeanor helps them feel comfortable and relaxed, not afraid. My mother delivered me without anesthesia, so I have an IQ of 146 and can learn anything. And finally, I conducted many office affairs in the absence of the president. Well, folks, until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.